Let us pray. For clarity in thought, speech, and listening, we pray to you, Lord, so that we may understand and act in ways that bring glory to your name. Amen. Amen. I remember a little boy that I knew, age 6 or so, one day came home very sad from school. This was a week after his grandmother had passed away. The mother of this child was, of course, concerned about his handling of the grief. So while helping him change into his play clothes, she started asking him why he was so sad. He responded, "It's just not fair. My friend Omar is a cheat." The mother did not know what to make of this statement, so she asked, "What happened?" The little boy responded, "You know how my Nana died last week, right? Now this week, Omar told everyone in class that his Nana died." The mother responded, "Well, I'm sorry to hear that." The little boy said, "But it's not fair. Omar just wants to be like me. My Nana died, and now his Nana died. That is copying. That's not fair." We all are born with a sense of fairness, a sense of justice. And when it is violated, we all feel bad. Sometimes we feel so bad that we lose our sense of reality. At times we feel so bad that we want justice to the point of becoming irrational. I have often wondered how justice is served by taking the life of someone that has taken the life of another person. How is justice served by waging war at another nation in response to a horrific terrorist attack? How can an irrational response to an irrational cause be justice? As I think more about this, I feel that unfortunately our sense of justice is not really either about rationality or even about what is just. Our sense seems to be about the satisfaction of our own need. So for Jonah, justice was that God should punish the people of Nineveh. And for the workers who worked the whole day, justice was that if someone has worked only an hour, the one working 8 hours should receive 8 times more. That would have been justice. But there is an issue with this thing called justice. It seems to serve self-interest. You see, Nineveh was the great city of Assyria, the enemy of Israel. If they were not destroyed by God for being wayward, then that meant that God put more value in preserving Israel's enemy than in taking this opportunity to prove that the covenant relationship between God and Israel was of paramount value that trumped everything else. What was wrong for Jonah in this instance was that God's sense of justice was not as self-centered as Jonah wanted it to be. Similarly, the laborers had a similar self-centered sense of justice. In fact, justice would have served the landowner too, had he been concerned about his money and how he could make the most of it. But like the God of Jonah, this landowner was not thinking about himself and his interests. This landowner and this God were thinking about the interests of everyone beyond their own. And that is where justice breaks down, I feel. More often than not, we look for all the ways that something is unfair simply because it does not serve our ideas of fairness. That is why I love Paul so much. He is able to understand this basic aspect of Christian faith. Christian living is not concerned about justice that serves my interest in the most fair manner. Instead, it is concerned about how my life imitates Christ's self-giving sacrifice. That is why we heard last week, we do not live to ourselves and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. And this week we heard, it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in any way, but that by my speaking with all boldness, Christ will be exalted, now as always in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which I prefer. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. Friends, I hope you can feel in these words the liberated life Paul had in Christ. The good news today is that Christ calls us all to such liberty. Each one of us, even liberty from justice and fairness. May we find this liberty. Amen.